Greetings, Earthlings! Welcome to the Beyond the Tinfoil Hat, a podcast by the Experiencer Support Association. I'm your host, Jamie Delzell, and I want you to join us for a trip down another rabbit hole where we find all kinds of unusual and unexplained phenomena. Remember, the first 30 minutes of the show is absolutely free and available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Head over to Patreon and catch 30 minutes and beyond of extra audio as we dive even further into today's topics, exclusively for our subscribed fans with top secret clearance. Now let's dive right into it. Yeah.
We are, and we're here. The intro has sounded, and that means that it's another episode of Beyond the Tinfoil Hat, which you know because you heard the intro. So here we are. February the 13th. Can't see right now, but Ryan's shaking his head. We're here with Ryan Stacey.
Howdy.
And we're going to just get into it. For those of you that were blessed, we'll say, by checking out the last episode, holy moly, was it ever a doozy. It was pretty awesome. Those of you that don't have the Patreon, I'm sorry. And on that note, I'll touch on that quick. We aren't here to sell you anything. Unfortunately, this is costly. This costs us time. This does cost us money. We are doing this for free. So the Patreon is one of the only ways that we are able to generate any income to try and help us keep this going. So, We ask you to join the Patreon. We hope that you can, and if you can't, there's no problem. You can check this part out. You can watch the show. We're just giving you a little more info and a little more fun stuff on the paid version. That's just the facts. I'm sorry if that's upsetting to people. It's not the intent. We're not trying to take any money or gouge anybody. Any of that money is just getting banked for Tessa to help fund it. So again, apologies. If you don't want to pay, you don't have to. You can watch the show. We're offering up a free half hour, and we're always going to give info. Ryan, you look like you want to talk.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, I just to add on that too is like, so when you hear these episodes, you think that you're only getting the 30-minute half. So you might have already got all the information for you that you don't really need to go into the back half. But we're also trying to provide sweepstakes. So there's going to be some prizes that we're going to raffle off. We're going to do blooper reels. We're going to show behind the scenes footage, some extra stuff for the fans. You actually get a chance to comment and tell us what you want to see. So we're trying to be more personable because you're paying for that. So that's what you're paying for, is basically the one-on-one, the involvement, the special fan club. And then what we do is we turn that revenue back into the resources that we're doing to validate that, all the stuff that we're trying to accomplish. But for free, 90% of it is free. We just put out a video of CPR, which is Citizen Paranormal Report. I put that on last night. That's free. 10-minute video, editing, all that other stuff. There's going to be a report coming out that's free. All the stuff that you need to know to move forward with the disclosure stuff is the free stuff. The stuff that you have to pay for is just the fun stuff, and we get to be ourselves, and we don't have to be professional, and we can just totally, control our audience because we know who they are. So those who are listening to this and that are supporting, thank you so much, and we look forward to answering some comments later on.
Awesome. Yes, and that's a good point. Is that you're not just paying to do this like for the podcast. The money is going to a membership, which Ryan has all kinds of fun little perks and gifts, and we have a baby here that's deciding that wants to be on the show. It's just mostly perks, and the podcast is just one of those perks. So again, we are offering up a ton of free resources, a ton of free stuff. This first half hour is fun, and you'll get all kinds of information there too, but I'm just going to tell you, I'll just be honest, the second half hour where it's at, that's where the money's at, baby. So, $7 a month for all the perks you get is a pretty good deal.
So, What are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to talk about, I was going to try and get Dee more involved, but So I wanted to kind of talk about Operation Paranormal a bit since right now it's getting very close to being ready to rock and roll. I don't know how much we want to talk about, but I don't know what we're able to disclose.
Well, we could talk about Operation Paranormal all we want. It's just you want to see Operation Paranormal, you got to be on Patreon.
There you go.
So Operation Paranormal is actually going to be an investigative mini series that we are going to create, where we actually go out and test and experiment with the reports that are coming in to actually try and get some tangible evidence. We're going to have a full length episode. We're going to edit it. We're going to put a lot of time and sweat and hours in that to earn $7 a month. You know, and if you want to see that, then that's what you're paying for. You're basically funding the development of a show.
Yeah. Yeah. Exclusive content, all kinds of perks. This show, again, it's going to be a lot of blood, sweat and tears. And we're putting the time in, and we're doing this on our own. Our own diamond time. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. We're excited about it, but it's gonna take some work. We're gonna need help.
So start from the beginning. What is Operation Paranormal?
Well, start from the beginning. Operation Paranormal it's basically your brainchild, but it's kind of both. It's a bit of a combination of all of ours. So Dee and I did the show Haunted Huronia, where we went and investigated a lot of haunted area or allegedly haunted areas in the Huronia area. So we did Discovery Harbor, Keewatin. We went to Orillia, did a couple places there, the Orillia Opera House, a number of places. And we kind of are piggybacking off of that a little bit and taking some of the findings from there and ideally go back and reinvestigate with our professional man, with Ryan. And also it's going to be more in all things paranormal. A lot like Tessa, we want to look into not just ghosts, not just spirits, not just haunted, but also UFOs, aliens, abductions, maybe Bigfoot, Sasquatch. And we want to do this ideally globally. Again, we're not equipped budget-wise to go out and, you know, check out the pyramids or anything yet. But, you know, bigger vision, that's something where we kind of want to take it and try and really get into some answers, I think. I don't know. Was that a decent explanation?
I don't know. It's good. It's good. It's a fair assessment because that's another reason why we put these opportunities to fund what we're doing. And it's not like you have to pay. It's just if you want to pay, then pay. But it's not just giving us the money either. So the Patreon is, the concept is that you're going to get something in return. So if the video content is worth $7 a month, then you got your money's worth. If you raffle off something later on, you know, like I think a copy of your Haunted Huronia season is thinking of value somewhere between $40 and $60. I can't remember the exact price, but you know, if you paid $7 and your name gets pulled out of the tinfoil hat then that's worth it. There's the value for it. Also, we have another thing that is not well known. It's called the Paranormal Hangar. So you go to theparanormalhangar.com. There's actually a store there where you can buy some merchandise. So there's a little bit of a markup there, a little bit of profit that goes back into the association, but you actually get something for it. So the idea here is we just want to know who our fans are. We just want to know, make sure that we're doing the right thing, and there's value behind it. So you're getting something for, you know, something for it too. It's not to make millions. It's just to keep keep the dream alive, to know that we're on the right track, because we don't get feedback. I guess it's a monetary form of feedback.
Right. So on that note, we should stop talking about money, because I know this. So sorry about that, but we'll get into stuff. I know people want to hear stuff. We had some questions about our views on certain things. So I guess, you know, we have spoke a lot about our own personal opinions and thoughts on things, but we had some comments and some feedback about knowing a bit more about where our thoughts lie. I can't completely remember the question. I think it was about our thoughts on alien life form, I believe, and on UFOs. I think, is that right, or do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure that the question was just to get our more opinions on stuff, as opposed to, I don't know, I feel like that's what we typically do. Dee's looking for the actual question. So, but as we're talking about it, then, like, I mean, yeah, I think we've kind of gone into a lot of that stuff before. But let's.
So what's your opinion then?
My opinion?
Yeah.
So let me get this question right before I get right into it. Perspective on alien flight and the idea of possibility of alien life forms living here, okay, in various places of the planet.
Okay.
Even living amongst natural inhabitants of this planet. Okay, cool. So, okay, yeah, I'll go on my thoughts on that quick to start. I personally believe that we probably are inhabited by alien life form right now. To be 100% honest, I probably believe that a lot of the life forms that we have here are alien life form, in some sense, including us, to be 100% honest. So I think that alien flight and all that, I believe, is very prominent on Earth. That's my opinion. I think that a lot of the stuff that I think a lot of it's covered, I think a lot of it's hidden, but I think that we are being visited, and I think that there is enough evidence that points to that being a very likely possibility.
My question, I guess, I always come back to the definition, the root word, right? What does alien mean? You know, something not from around here.
Yeah.
Well, extraterrestrial means not of this earth. Alien, you know, just is like an immigrant as well, right? So you got to make sure we're using the right terminology. And I knew what you meant.
Hey, so, I was just reading the question word for word.
Yeah, no, I got you. So, in my opinion, yeah, like it's the concept of being an extraterrestrial, an ET or an alien, is very plausible. And like the ancient astronaut theory, you know, like the concept there cannot really be debunked anymore if you were to put yourselves in the same shoes. In that sense, it used to be strange to think that alien beings would come to our planet, land, and cultivate and try to create a civilization here on Earth. But if you were to look at what we're doing, is we're trying to land onto the moon, and we're trying to land on Mars for the purpose of colonizing and creating civilizations on other planets. So imagine being a being on these planets and seeing us humans land on these planets. And if those entities were primitive in any way, how would they, how would you expect them to react? You know, so if we take that analogy and we look at our history, what if these were superior beings that traveled and landed on a primitive planet, and then we observed this unfathomable information overload that we couldn't possibly understand? So the concept, I guess, of alien life being here on Earth, I think is possible. I think that's where it started from in the beginning. The other part of the question, I guess, was, I think it was, are ETs flying it? Was that one of it? Yeah. So in my personal opinion on UFO craft, I do not believe that majority of the unidentified objects that I investigate are actually extraterrestrial. The technology does exist because the CIA has secret funding and all that other stuff, and it's very possible that they want to keep trade secrets a secret so that way the enemy doesn't attack or one step ahead of the enemy. To identify an object is one thing, to determine who's piloting it is another thing. So unless it's a piloted by an extraterrestrial that has been living on Earth for all these years, that may be a possibility, but the concept of an extraterrestrial being traveling from another universe or planet to come here to do something out in the open doesn't make sense to me. Why would you, the technology needed to travel all this time and all the, space and time to get here just to be seen, just to be noticed? I don't think that's what's happening. So I think the crafts that we're seeing originate from Earth. They were made here on Earth and possibly piloted by a combination of humans, extraterrestrial, and possibly both remotely piloted. Because if I was traveling to another planet and I didn't want to be, and I had that technology to cloak myself, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't remember to stay cloaked if I was doing a recon. So I think what we're observing is perhaps the testing field of this new technology. How else are they going to, practice it? You're going to create a spacecraft that can hover, that can cloak. Well, they need to drive it somewhere. And then the people responding and reporting, maybe that's the reaction. Maybe that's a survey. How do the people react? Some people panic, some people debunk it. It doesn't matter, but they were able to get it out there. They were able to drive it. It didn't crash in Roswell, New Mexico. So, that's a good, right? So, I don't know. That's my thoughts.
Interesting. And I love that you are like that. So, your theory is that there's never been, extraterrestrials crafts?
Well, no, I can't say never. What I meant to say, or I think I said it at the beginning, is that I think 90%.
Gotcha.
Of what we're seeing is man-made, or at least man-engineered or controlled. The 10% right. of the, the interdimensional portals and things like that, that's really hard to capture on film because, it usually happens and then people write about it.
Right.
We got to catch one to prove them all.
True. Yeah.
So.
Interesting. I like it. Okay, cool. I know that this isn't really your forte or anything, but I'd like to hear your thoughts.
No, it's not my wheelhouse. So for me, I'm a skeptic when it comes to a lot of it. I think that I think I'm more along the lines of Ryan, where I just my brain hasn't gotten there yet. I'm not closed off to it. I'm open to the possibility of it being a thing, but I'm not as quick to, I've seen things that I've been driving with Jamie where it's an unidentified thing where it's like, that is clearly something. I can't explain what it is, but I'm not the first one. I don't jump to UFO or to a flying, I don't know the proper terminology, where Jamie might. I'll try and rule out all the things that, okay, it's not an airplane. It's not a, what do they call it? A drone. It's not I'll try to rule everything out as best I can, but then it gets to a point sometimes where it's like, I really can't explain that. So I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily say I have a firm kind of answer for that. I think for me, I'm still open to interpretation. I'd like to see more. I'd like to learn more about it. I'd like to hear more stories. I'd like to see some proof like Ryan. But again, I don't know what that means because I am, bless you, that's my child sneezing. I am also a strong believer in in spirit and paranormal. So you could argue in the spirit context, you could argue, well, why one, not the other? My brain just hasn't gone there yet, but it also, the door is not closed for me.
See, with paranormal though, that's more of a sensation, a feeling, it's more on the psychic side, whereas we can sense it. It's something that's sensed, right? Mm-hmm. The craft is nuts and bolts. It's a machine that is built. So what I'm saying is I think everyone is starting to see things that they don't understand, but because there's so much secrecy, we can't really determine whether we made it, another government made it, or it came from somewhere else. But there's a lot of theories and a lot of science that could explain the maneuver. So what's really more important is not so much what it looked like, is how it moved and whether or not we possess the technology to create that type of environment. Yeah. Once we're able to figure out that technology is something we're unaware of, the next level into that is like, okay, well, maybe the government is aware of it and they just haven't told us. So a lot of people do jump right to the UFO, which means unidentified flying object, but that doesn't mean unidentified flying object with an alien in it from outer space.
Right.
Yeah.
Technically, you're right about it being a UFO.
Flies, yeah, and it's unidentified. Yeah. So there's a huge misconception. There's also a term called UAP, which means unidentified aerial phenomenon, which is essentially the same thing, but that includes things like orbs or energy transfers, balls of lightning, ball lightning, you know, things like that, which is more of a blanket to cover things that are unidentified. But if it's unidentified by whom? So it's unidentified to me because I'm unaware of all the information. It's unidentified to Deanna because she doesn't have all her facts, right? It's just simply unidentified because we don't know. But somebody along the line should be able to identify it.
Right.
So it's not unidentifiable to everyone. Case in point, I'm releasing a survey about drones and the characteristics. So Stephen Coffey, which is on our Tesla board here, he's a drone pilot, an RPAS pilot. He has reviewed my data and he's provided some statistics to support that the characteristics described do not fit within normal drone mechanics. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not drones, doesn't mean that they're aliens, just simply means it's technology we're unaware of. Right. But within that, I have done a Freedom of Information request, and I received a government document that confirms the investigation of what was labeled as an unidentified flying object, and it was described as a vertical craft that was oscillating lights, so vertically. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys can't see my hand movements, but I'm moving it vertically. Instead of the traditional horizontal. And the Canadian Air Force had investigated it and deemed it as no threat. And the interesting thing about it is that in order to consider it no threat, you have to identify the object. Because if you don't know what it is, when it comes into terms of national safety, a foreign object that it can't be explained by me or anyone else looking into it, someone of the professionals who has all the information looks at it and says there's no threat found. So they know what it is. Someone has identified it, but they didn't tell us. That's where all this conspiracy comes. But my question is, what the hell is oscillating vertically at a high rate of speed chasing an aircraft? So that was the original report. So that'll come out, that full document will come out in my survey. That should be out, well, before we go to PodFest. Everything's coming out. Everything's going to be out before that weekend. Everything. So.
Yeah, that's super weird.
Sorry.
Interesting. And, no, good. On that note, though, I think it's time to go to a commercial break.
Hi, this is Ernie Hudson, Winston Zedmore from Ghostbusters. I want to let you know that Ryan Stacey, he has created the Experiencer Support Association, TESA. You can check them out at www.tesacan.org. Now, they investigate paranormal, UFO, and provide support to experiencers. You can check them out at, like I said, www.tesacan.org and see for yourself if they're really Ghostbusters. I can tell you this, they are a nonprofit organization. So good luck, have fun, and keep on busting.
Have you ever seen an alien or a UFO?
Or how about a ghost or Bigfoot?
Have you ever experienced missing time or future thought?
Or how about strange, unusual feelings of positive or negative energies?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Go to tesacan.org and report to the Experiencers Support Association.
That's TESACAN.org.
Our team of professional private investigators will help you and your family understand what may be happening.
We will also provide experiencers with the executive support like Reiki, hypnotherapy, mentoring, and wellness.
Everything is connected.
You are not alone.
We believe you.
Report today and help us continue to heed the world.
Hi there, this is Dave Scott from Spaced Out Radio, where together, my friends, we own the night. On our website, spacedoutradio.com, we have a place called the SOR Sightlines Report. All of our investigations and people who inquire are turned over to TESA, the Experiencers Support Association. Ryan Stacey and his crew, what I like about them, they're independent. They're not working for anybody, and they want answers. We want answers for our listeners and people who inquire as well about their experiences. It's a great tandem, and we love being teamed up with TESA. If you haven't heard of us before, that's okay. We'd love to earn your listening ears. Join us 9:06 Pacific Time, 12:06 a.m. Eastern for 3 hours of live entertainment 7 days a week.
So, and we're back. So before that lovely break, we kind of got a little bit of some insight on some UFO stuff. But Deanna, you only answered half of the question.
What was the other,
the other half was, if you believe there's alien life form, and let me get this the way that I interpret it, okay. It's supposed to be meant, extraterrestrial life form on Earth living amongst us.
And elaborate on extraterrestrial, because you corrected yourself.
Well, alien, because Ryan made a good point of alien could be, you know, like could be... An illegal alien, like an immigrant.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Someone, yeah. That was, I missed when I was taking the baby to
extraterrestrial. Someone from out of, off of Earth, not earthly.
I think, well, again, see, I'm coming from the belief of spirit. So for me to say, it's going to sound weird, but my answer is kind of the same. Is like, I'm not saying that it's not something that isn't possible. I just, my brain hasn't connected to that area yet. It still seems further apart, but the more stories I'm hearing, the more first encounters I'm hearing, it's becoming more and more something that I am becoming more of a believer in. So I think the more getting to, when you live your life not, people, like, we've experienced that even with shooting Haunted Heronia, where people will be like, I don't believe in that, but then let me tell you the story that happened in my bedroom, or like, let me tell you about this thing that happened in my attic, or whatever, like, people will say no, but then they'll like, but this. So I think because we don't talk about it, we just don't share it, that it doesn't become something familiar. So as soon as you start talking to more people about experiences with spirit or that world of paranormal, then it becomes a little bit more like, oh yeah, no, everyone, you hear everyone talking about it all the time. And mm-hmm. It becomes more more of a regular thing. Whereas I think the same thing would go for people having experiences with an extraterrestrial person being amongst us. Is, again, I personally am not aware of having been in that situation. I would love to talk more with people that have, so I could understand what that looks and feels like. Because to me, I don't know what that would look and feel like to be able to tell. I think from some of the stories that we've spoken to people about, I could see it. It makes sense. I could see how that could be a thing. But for me, I can't see it in my world right now. I can't say that I personally experienced that encounter in my day to day. There's certain, you know, I'm not going to go into politicals. Okay, I'm not going to go into those worlds, but there's certain elements of certain areas of our world that make me wonder whether there's some other involvement in it. But I'm not going to go into that land of things because I don't have any foundation, research, or any leg to stand on in that thing. But again, for me, I'm in a place of the door is not closed. I'm open. I'm listening, and definitely eager to hear.
So, yeah. So like you need an experience. It's kind of like how I am as well. So like that's the skepticism. You said you're a skeptic. That's it exactly right there. Because as you mentioned with spirit, you started believing in spirit because it's something you feel. It's something you sense. So the paranormal aspect, when we talk about ghosts, essentially is by feeling it. You feel, it's energy transfer. So you feel the energy, you smell certain things, you can taste certain things, and you can feel certain things. And that's validation because you've experienced a phenomenon. Now, the spirit is just the term that we're using to associate it. And that's under the concept that spirit is intelligent enough to be deliberately providing those sensations. Whereas alien beings, physical entity, biological animals, in a sense, it's harder to accept because our brains are wired to understand that that is a physical object. So until I see a physical object to analyze that, I can't accept it, and I'm like that too. But when you start to that's how I started with the skepticism too. I was skeptic about paranormal, not so much the aliens. And as I started to do my research and realize that they're connected in some way, it's when I started to realize that the paranormal experiences appear to be or may be effects of the entities. Now, where we see them, that's expecting them to be born and raised in this time and then from this planet and in this dimension. But if we accept the fact that it's possible for them to travel from another planet, then they'd still be physical. But what if it's possible for them to travel interdimensionally, which would be an explanation for ghosts and spirit as well, because when we're trying to create a medium and speak through a seance or a Ouija board or all those things, we're trying to communicate to what we think is a physical entity on the other side, which would be the other dimension. So what I think is happening is that there may be some physical beings that some people can see in this dimension or through this dimension into the next dimension because they have psychic abilities. They're able to sense it. And you as an empath or some sort of beacon that can feel these energies, you may not be able to see it, but you can sense it, that it's present. So there's different types of psychic abilities, and not one person has them all. So we need to get, so you may be feeling the physical entity trying to communicate through interdimensions. Is that an alien? Well, we need to prove, like an extraterrestrial, we need to prove that being exists, because it could very well be another human on another place of the planet trying to communicate through a vortex of energy, just as we're communicating right now from different places, in the same town via mobile device, right? So this is a form of communication. So once you open up the possibility, you'll realize that it's not one or the other. It's connected, and it's part of the bigger picture.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
So what I'm focusing on is proving that the event happened, and then everyone else can decide amongst themselves on who did it. So that's my 5 cents. So we don't have pennies anymore.
Yeah, that was a nickel. That was a nickel's
worth. But I mean, I think that's what will make twist, pulling it back to operating paranormal, I think that's what is going to be an interesting opportunity for people to come along for the ride for, because we do have very different opinions, but we're all open to to learning and growing and experiencing. And I'm really excited for that next step.
Yes. And on that note, we're going to have to leave you all and head to the Patreon version. So please check that out. Get there now. We're going to get a little deeper into everything. So stay tuned and
heed the world.
Heed the world. Yeah.
That's it for another journey into the fringe. Thanks for joining us here on Beyond the Tinfoil Hat. Catch us next week and follow us again into the realm of mystery and unknown.
For access to the entire episode and more, head to Patreon and find us under the Experiencer Support Association. You can also follow us on Facebook on our page, the Experiencer Support Association, TESSA, and on Instagram, Beyond the Tinfoil Hat.